Hey guys, welcome to my first podcast. I hope you enjoy these next 10 episodes. Before we dive into what these episodes are about, I'm going to tell you a little about myself and why I'm doing these podcasts. First things first, my name is Cheyenne and I live in Florida, the Sunshine State. I'm a senior in high school and I absolutely love the water. By water, I mean the ocean. As a kid, me and my family used to go to the water all the time. Well, the ocean. We used to go to the rivers, lakes, ponds, whatever you can think of. And I can't remember a time I was ever actually scared of the water. Like, ever. I've always loved the water. I love jumping in it. I'd still jump off of bridges and everything else. And just, I love the adrenaline it has. I still go snorkeling. I do that all the time. As a kid, I have always wanted to be a marine biologist or a marine scientist. There's a lot of things that pull into it. There's people that, you know, take track of reefs and things like that. There's people that feed sharks and, you know, all the above. But that's why I'm here today, to talk about things I've seen in the water while snorkeling, because I feel that people that don't have the opportunity as I do, I'm really missing out, because the ocean is just so beautiful. There's just so much to it. There's endless things to see. But this episode, I'll be discussing what fish are and how many different types there are throughout my episodes. Throughout my episodes, we'll be talking about one fish particular. Sorry about that. Somebody walked in and interrupted me very rudely. What were we saying? Yes. We'll be talking about different types of fish and one fish per episode and how they contribute to the ocean and their diets, habitat, and some interesting facts about them. So each episode is going to be different and each episode is going to have its own kind of twist on things. So before we end this and start our new episode, let's talk about some stories that I've had in the water. Number one. So as a kid, I used to always go on the boat with my uncles and stuff like that. So one day they threw me in the water and like tied a rope around like my waist and they dragged me like behind the boat, and I looked down. I had goggles on. I was like 7 at the time, so I was okay with it, but I looked down and I had goggles on and there was like a shark, and it was crystal clear water, like we were in the Keys or something. And there was like a baby shark and then a mom shark, and I started screaming because I thought she was gonna like attack me. So they like came rushing out of the boat and started jumping in the water, trying to get me out of the water and pulling in the rope because I was freaking out. And eventually I got in the water, but that was probably one of the scariest moments I've had, because they were really close. Like they were like 10 feet away from me. Another story I have is when I was snorkeling once, this isn't really about fish, but it's still a story for, like, the ocean. We were out on the boat, and we, like, park at, like, the sandbar. Like, we dock right there. And we swam to the shore because it was far, and we wanted to go jump off the bridge. So we swam to the shore, and it was fine the first time because the current was, like, going with you. So it's easier to swim with the current than it is against it. So, and high tide was coming in at that time. So when high tide comes in, the water gets higher and more blue. And when high tide goes out, all the river water comes in and it gets shallow. So the blue water is from the ocean. The brown water is from rivers and things like that. But when we got there, we didn't really think it through. So on our way back, it was horrible because the water was still coming in instead of going out. And it took everything in us to get back to the boat, but we had to because it started pouring, raining and lightning out. So like it was really bad. We were really scared because we couldn't see through the water. It was like brackish water. We had no goggles, no nothing. We just had to swim all the way out to the sandbar. That was probably one of the worst things ever. My arms hurt so bad after. But another story is my first time seeing a shark in the water while snorkeling, not tied back to like the bind, like behind a boat, but like snorkeling where I'm actually, you know, like volunteering to do it. I was with a friend, and we go to Blue Heron Bridge, which is in Riviera Beach, I think, or Boca or something. Pretty sure one of those. I always forget. But we were there, and we were snorkeling under the bridge. We go to each piling, and we'll look down. A piling is, like, for those of you who don't know, it's like a big concrete thing that holds up bridges. It was one of those, and we sit on them because when the tide's coming in, it pulls you so hard to the other side of the bridge. And we didn't want to go to the other side. We want to stay on this side, on the one side. So we, like, stand on the pilings on the side while, like, the water won't push us. And so I look down. I'm like, is that a shark? Because it looked like a shark. Like, and sure enough, it was a, what was it, a nurse shark. Now, I know those sharks are harmless, but it was pretty scary because it was my first shark I actually swam with. So I, you know, knowing me, I'm still scared, but I swim down. I try to go down as far as I can. It's like 20, 30 feet of water. So I try to swim down as far as I can to, like, see how close I can get. And it was actually really, really relaxing. Like, swimming, like, alongside a shark was, like, probably the best feeling I've ever had in my entire life. And it was actually, like, a couple months ago. It wasn't when I was younger. But it was great. It was so relaxing. It made me feel good. And then there was this other time. It was actually at the same bridge where I was jumping off the bridge into the water. And a manta ray. It was, like, one of the ones that had, like, it was blue and had, like, white spots all over it, and it was big, and it was nice and pretty and beautiful. So I was ready to jump in the water, and I went to go jump off, and it comes out from, like, under the bridge, and it literally went right underneath of me. So, like, as soon as I jumped, I seen it, and I was so scared, because I jumped on it, like, I hit it with my foot, and I felt so bad. And I got up and I started panicking because I thought it was going to come after me and, like, you know, like, hurt me. And it didn't. It just kept going. Like, nothing happened. I was like, wow, okay. There's also a lot of starfish there. Like, when we were there, I also studied the animals. Like, when I was swimming with the shark, like, I was studying his, like, fins and things like that. His pectoral fins and his little, what is it called? I always forget what it's called, but it's on his nose. And then I was like, well, yeah, this is amazing. But I had a friend with me, and he, like, watched me do it, and then he went down and swam with him himself. If you heard that, that was my dog. He's trying to sleep, and he's probably mad because I keep talking, but it's okay. Let's see, other stories. Oh, I also met divers there. Like, people that go diving all the time, they go with cameras, like, they're scientists. And I always try to talk to them. I know they're, like, under the water, but I still try to talk to them and, like, see their pictures and whatnot. Because, like, that's what I've always wanted to do. That's not what I want to do anymore, but that's what I used to want to do. I was planning on going to the University of Tampa and all this other stuff. And just, I don't know, I changed my mind. But I still love the ocean more than anything. It's, like, my safe place. Some people, their room is their safe place. Me being by the water is probably my safe place. Everyone's entitled to their own opinion, and I think that everyone should have their own opinion because that's what makes the world go around. That's how we invent things and everything else. But now that I'm done telling most of my stories, I might come up with more during the end, but we're going to talk about some fish, you know, what they are, how they're related. Every fish is related, by the way. And, you know, things about them that are kind of interesting. So the first thing that I learned, well, not the first thing I learned, but one of the first interesting things I've learned about fish that made me like them 10 times more was that fish have a specialized sense organ, and it's called the lateral line, which works much like a radar, and it helps them navigate in dark or murky water. It acts as like, how can I explain this? How bats use echolocation, it's kind of how their lateral line works. It was not till 1853 in London where the aeration and filtration of water was understood that people were able to keep fish as indoor pets. So we didn't even know we could keep fish as pets until 1853. And so fish typically have a, like, really small brain,
Like, it's relative to the body size, so it depends on how big they are. But with compared to other, like, vertebrates, because they do have backbones, so they are considered vertebrates, they typically, it's 1/5, which is 0.06% the brain mass of a similarly sized bird or mammal. So say you have, like, a small bird, like a tiny bird. That bird's brain is, like, the same size as a fish brain, but a fish as the same size, so they're around the similar size. And another fun fact is, like, a catfish. Catfish are very common. When people go fishing, you know, usually in canals or ponds or something, you usually catch catfish. Catfish actually have over 27,000 taste buds, whereas humans have only 9,000. I just thought that was pretty interesting. I'm also finding this all on the fish site. If you want to go to it, it's thefishsite.com articles, and then put 10 fun facts about the fish. That's where I'm finding these. But I just thought it was really interesting because, you know, but I have real research that I have also that I'm going to share with you guys. So coming back to the fish are the same because they live in the water, which is one trait, and they have a backbone, so they're vertebrates. Apart from these similarities, there are thousands and thousands of differences because each fish is different. No fish is the same. So some fish have worm-like bodies like eels, and they have slimy skin, but they still have vertebrates and they still breathe water. Well, oxygen, but from the water. And some lay eggs and some give birth to live young. It just all depends. There are tiny fish, there are big fish, there are medium fish, there are plankton, there are like the weedy sea dragon, which is like it's like a seahorse but a little bigger. They kind of, people think they look unreal because it doesn't really look like an animal. It looks more like a plant just floating around in the ocean. They also develop special senses. It's not just, you know, their little lateral line. The water transmits sounds like chemicals and conducts electricity better than air, actually. Fish rely less on vision and more on their hearing. Like hearing, taste, and smell, because fish don't have great vision, especially if they live in murky water, so it's harder to see things. So they rely on their taste, their sound, their lateral line, you know, things like that, their smell. They can detect motion in the water using a special row of scales, which is the lateral line I was talking about. One reason fish are so diverse is that 70% of the planet is covered in water. So most of the planet is covered in water than there is land. So there's definitely a lot more different species in water than we do have on land. Other fish, fish are very old on the evolutionary scale because they're like dinosaurs pretty much. Like alligators are dinosaurs. Those are mammals, but they still live in the water, but they're dinosaurs. Sharks are dinosaurs. They've been around here for a long time, and according to our fossil records, they have been on Earth for at least or more than 500 million years. The total number of living fish species is about 32,000. It is greater than total of all our vertebrate species, like amphibians, reptiles, birds, and mammals combined on land. So I think that's pretty crazy. But you gotta think, there's also 70% of water on Earth than there is. There's just way more than land. We only have 30% of land. That's not a lot at all. In our world nowadays, we're killing all our trees, so who knows where all those animals are gonna go. But our oceans are so diverse. There's just so much to learn about. And I know people say that we know more about space than we do our oceans, and honestly, I think that's true, because if you think about it, we can't even get to the deepest part of the ocean. Like, it's impossible. There's so much pressure built up the deeper you go that we just can't develop enough technology to even handle that kind of pressure. And imagine the animals down there. Like, how would they even deal with that? Like, I know you guys have heard of the blobfish, that fish is actually not like that when he's in the bottom of the ocean, because it's all compressed. So he gets like a normal fish. He looks like a normal compressed fish. And when he comes up to the top, there's no pressure. So all he does is just melt, kind of. Like, looks like he's melting. He's really not. It's just because there's no pressure. But once he goes back down, he will depressurize and he will build his strength again to become a fish. That's actually one of the fish we're going to talk about, because they're very interesting. It's a very interesting creature, because why would he come up to land if he knows he's just going to kind of melt? I'm just going to use the word melt because it looks like he melts. If you can, you just look him up, they look really creepy. They look like an old man. Like, not to sound like mean or anything, but like, he looks like an old man. But yeah, they're very interesting. So I kind of want to talk about them in one of our videos. But I hope you guys really liked this video. And I hope you guys stay and listen to my other videos, because there's going to be a lot more to talk about and a lot more fish to talk about. But please stay tuned for more, and I will see you guys next episode. I think I said video, but I didn't mean to say that. I meant episode. So I will see you guys next episode. Bye!